Parashas Vayeshev, we read of the story of Yosef and the brothers. So there's a lot of fascinating nekudos, which I titled Hakaras Darkei Hashkacha v'Hakaras Ha'Adam Es Atzmo. So two points I want to make, and two fascinating points. What happened? Vayomer Isha Lochiv. One brother said to the other, Hinei Malach Halamos HaLazeba. He's the dreamer, he's coming. And they said, L'chu v'nageyu. Let's kill him. Right? So then the Torah says, Vayishma Ruvain. Ruvain hears. Vayetzilei miyadam. And he saves him. Vayomer lo nakenu nafesh. Don't kill him. Al tishpichu dam. So what should you do? Hashlichu oso labor hazeh asher bamidbar. Throw him in the pit. Don't kill him. Throw him in the pit. Now, what's the... I mean, it's very nice, don't kill him. But I don't know, you know, he's throwing in the pit such a good... especially, you know, the Gemara says that more rekein bo mayim, but they were the chashim v'akrabim in the pit. There were scorpions, there were snakes that were in the pit. So what's so great about what Reuven is saying? Reuven is saying, you know, don't kill him, but throw him in the pit. So there is a famous Orach Chaim HaKadosh that requires explanation. And a friend of mine, Rav Nachum Spern, once he wrote a sefer discussing the Machlokis, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, Yutes Kislev. So it's the Machlokis, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh of the Baal HaTanya. So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says like this. This is the simple reading of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. And then we'll have to explain. He says like this. If a person is in the hands of the animal kingdom, okay? So the animal kingdom doesn't have bechira chafshus. They're not like a human being. And Hashem sees that a person doesn't deserve to get harmed because he's a tzaddik. So Hashem will make sure that the animal kingdom doesn't harm the guy. They'll protect him. But if he's in the hands of human beings are balei bechira. So Hashem will take away bechira chafshus. So then, even if a person is a tzaddik, he's still besakana. Because what's to stop somebody who's a baal bechira to harm him? So even if he might not totally deserve to be harmed, because he's a tzaddik, but he's in the hands of human beings, and human beings are balei bechira. So then he's in trouble. So Reuven made sure that he shouldn't be in the hands of balei bechira. He should only be in the hands of what? Nechashim, chayos, things like that. And he knew that Yosef was a tzaddik, so he'll be saved. Let's look inside. It's Leim Yidah Perish. V'sha'odam bal bechira, v'ratzon, v'yachol laharog mishalo neschayiv misa. And a person could, God forbid, kill somebody, even if he's not really deserving, because he's a baal bechira, the other guy. But chayas ros are not baal bechira, so Hashem could protect you from chayas ros, but won't necessarily protect you from baal bechira, because they have bechira chofshah. In other words, he saved them from people who have bechira chafshis that they shouldn't be involved with him. Who possess sasar omro v'nera mayu chalamosa ki habechira tibotel adav vein raim yarigu ki shekadam. That's what the... Now this Orach Chaim HaKadosh pointed out is really a Zohar. It says it in the Zohar on page 3. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer in chashim v'akrovim havu bei. The Zohar asked the kasha, if the pit had nechashim v'akrovim, Hamaiksi Beruven Lamala Atzilo So Miyodam. So what's the big thing that Reuven is saving his brother, but he's throwing him in a pit? Well, he wasn't afraid that the Choshev HaKrovim would kill him. So he says, no. The answer is, begin the Yod, the Kama Son, and Lay. He knew how much the brothers hated them. Amar Reuven, Tavlin, Minpo, Lego, Guva, the Choshev HaKrovim, for he's the Yod, the Son, and Dolom Rachme, Lay. Because Amar Yapil, he says, it's better that he be in the hands of the Sonim, in the hands of the animals, and not in the hands of the El Amar Reuven Yishtavim Yodayu. So it's better that he should be saved from the Basar Badam. And because he says the Hacha Asur the Choshev HaKrovim he Tzadikayuk, because if he's in the hands of the Choshev HaKrovim Imu Tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yaseh Lo Neis. But if he's in the hands of Bnei Adam, then not necessarily. So this is the Or Chaim HaKadosh from the Zohar, which is a very, you know, theologically, it's a very difficult thing. That means that somebody, Chas V'Shalom, could be shot, even though he's totally innocent, and Hashem won't get involved, because he's not going to take away. Hashem can do something, he can stop the guy, but the guy's a Baal Bechira, so he's not going to take away his Bechira Chafshis. But if an animal is attacking him, so an animal is not a Baal Bechira, he could take it away. So my friend Rav Nachum Spur writes in the Sefer that the Alter Rebbe in the Igeres HaKodesh argues with this. On page 5, the Alter Rebbe writes in the Tanya, he says like this. Look 2 lines above where I put the arrow on page 5. Afsha ben Adam hu shebal bechira mekalo makehu, even though somebody who's a bal bechira is cursing you or hitting you, etc. Hamazik mamonim schay bedina Adam bnei shemayim al rob bechiros afal pikein al aniza kvar nigzar min hashemayim. In other words, Hashem won't let him hurt you unless there was already a gzeira on min hashamayim that the victim should be hurt. But if the victim doesn't have a gzeira min hashamayim that he should be hurt, then even though the other guy is a bechira chavshis, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It only will happen, in other words, the guy who will get shot, chas v'shalom, it's only if min hashamayim it was nigzar that this guy, for some reason, Hashem wants him to to get shot. He has a gzeira that he's going to die. So then a Baal Bechira can come around and shoot him. But if there's no gzeira, then even though there's a Baal Bechira, he's going to be saved. So as my friend pointed out in his Sefer, that it seems to be a machlokis here between the Or Chaim HaKadosh and the Baal HaTanya, whether Hashem will get involved to a Baal Bechira. So it's interesting, just last the other day, Rabbi Yitzchak Ginsburg, who used to be a Rosh Hashiva here, while you, who we speak in learning every once in a while, called me up just to speak about this Or Chaim HaKadosh, not even knowing that I was had a packet on it. And he said that to look in the Netziv, which I didn't realize that there is a Netziv, that's why I didn't put it in the packet, in the Harchev Dover, the Netziv says that to learn the Or Chaim HaKadosh and the Zohar in Kipashtus is not a tenable position. You can't say such a thing, that Hashem won't get involved. The guy's totally. But what it means is that if a person is dealing with a Baal Bechira, then if Hashem, to save him, it requires more zchuyos on the part of the victim. Because, in other words, Hashem can take away Bechira of somebody and will get involved, but it'll only take away Bechira if the other guy really is really deserves it. He has a certain level of tzidkus. He speaks specifically Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, etc. Masha'en came when he's dealing with animals, so then, even if he's a tzaddik and not the greatest level of a tzaddik, Hashem will get involved. And that's why he says you have to say pshat in the Zohar, and the Rebbe Ginsburg pointed out, hence in the Or Chaim HaKadosh as well. Because just to say it kipshuto, the tziv writes is not which, you know, I always thought, you know, that was the pshuto in the Orachaim Kodesh, so something like that is not tenable. So that's the derech of hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the idea is that anything that happens is like the Alter Rebbe says, there is a gzeira, and the Alter and the Netziv says, and even the Or Chaim HaKadosh agrees to that. It's just that when it's Hashem is, it's just more mesukan when you're dealing with people, because then you need more zechuyos to overcome and to for Hashem to take away bechira. Because in the general practice is that this bechira chashish Hashem's not going to necessarily take away, but he can take away. But that requires muz chuyos on the part of the victim. Oh. Now, there's a famous medrash in Rus Rabba, a famous medrash that the people talk about on page 6, going over to page 7, where the medrash says, Amar Yitzchak, whenever you do a mitzvah, you should do it with a full heart. If Reuven would have known that he's going to be written up in Chumash of what he did, so he would have taken Yosef on his shoulders and brought him home to his father. He wouldn't have just said, throw him to the pit. And he says that by Aaron HaKohen, if Aaron HaKohen would have known that when Hashem appointed Moshe to be the leader, and it says, you know, Aaron was happy, but if he would have known that it would have been recorded in Chumash, he would have just smiled. He would have had a 7-piece band. But Tu b'mcholos hayoyotzei l'krosso. So it seems a little strange that the Medrash is trying to say that, well, if people had known the publicity they would have gotten, they would have done much more. So Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and the Chidush Harim seem to say a different idea. Not that it's the publicity of the Chumash. It's that these people thought that what was going on was just like a family feud. They didn't realize that this is going to affect the Klal Yisrael for the future. It was a personal thing. Moshe and his brother, Yosef and the brothers. So that's what it means. If a person realizes the consequences of the action, in other words, if it's just a personal family thing, you know, you have a fight with your brother, or you have something with your, you know, whatever. But if you realize that what's going on in your house is like going to change history, so then you'll do it in a different way. But not that, that's how Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky and the Chidush HaRim explained it as well. But I'd like to now go to a point that is made by the Shemi Shmuel and the Feresh Shlomo. But to understand this, you have to see a Gemara in Tainus on page 14 on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. There's a famous story about Ilfa Rav Yochanan. Okay? So Ilfa Rav Yochanan have a Garsi Boraisa. They were learning Torah. The Chikulahu Milsa, Tuva. But, you know, they had an economic, you know, there was always economic problems. So it was an economic problem. So it wasn't so easy for them continuing and learning. They might have to go back to, you know, earn more money. So Amri, they said, Nekim v'nezel v'nevad iska. We should go into business now. I mean, it's nice that we're learning, but it's finances are difficult. We should go into business. V'nekayim b'nafshin efes ki lo yebucha evyon. And we should, you know, we shouldn't become poor. So that's what they were talking amongst themselves. So Azli, Azlu, they went, Osvi Tusiguda, Re'ia. And they were sitting right next to a wall that was not a wobbly wall that could have, you know, could fall on them.
Havukakachi rift, and they were eating sandwiches together. Asu tre malachi asharis,
and two malachi asharis came.
So Shami Reb Yochanan de Amri, so Reb Yochanan heard the malachim speaking amongst themselves, that one malach said to the other, the Amr Chad Lechavre, Nishti Ilahi, Hai Guda.
This wall should fall on these people. That's what the malachim was saying. Why?
The Nikhtalina killed them. Shemanichim Chaye Olam Haba, Vaoskim Bechaye Shah.
Because they're going to they're leaving the learning, which is Chaye Olam Haba, and they want to go and sell t-shirts. You know, they want to go into business now.
So the malachim, that's what the malachim was saying. So the other one said, Amalahu idach shavkinu. No, don't kill them. Because one of them is going to really, you know, become big.
So this conversation was heard only by Rabbi Yochanan. Ilfa didn't hear this conversation.
Rabbi Yochanan shama, Ilfa lo shama.
Rabbi Yochanan heard the conversation, and Ilfa didn't hear the conversation.
So Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Ilfa, shama mar midi.
So Rabbi Yochanan said to Ilfa, did you hear what I just heard? And Ilfa said, Amalei lo, I didn't hear. So says Rabbi Yochanan, Amar midi shama ana, by the fact that I heard, the Ilfa lo shama, and Ilfa didn't, it's mashma that the message is being sent to me, that I should go back, I shouldn't leave learning.
Now
this is the opportunity that I should stay in learning because I'm going to be successful in learning and I shouldn't leave learning. He says, I have to believe that Hashem is going to help me out. And the Pasuk says, Hashem will help out the Aniyim.
So Amalei heard the Vokim ben Avshai, he lo yechdol. Okay, whatever. The lo yechdol elyon mikar v'arts, there will always be a niyim. Rabbi Yochanan hadar Ilfa lo hadar.
So Rabbi Yochanan went back to the yeshiva, and Ilfa didn't go back. And then it says that Rabbi Yochanan became the big Rosh Yeshiva, even though Ilfa could have maybe was, but that's the story. So the Shem Yishmuel quotes this Gemara, and he says that basically what happened by Reuven was Reuven. You see, what did the pasuk say? There was a bas kol that went out and says, Vinishma Mayulocha. Yeah. That there was a bas kol. Yeah. Take a look on page
13. It says, Vayishma Ruvein, Habaskol Sha'omar Venira Mayu Cholomosov. We'll see what happens to his dreams, meaning that his dreams will be fulfilled. V'chein Omar, so Reuven heard that baskel. So he knew that it must be that Yosef is going to be saved. So therefore he felt that it was his mission to save Yosef. So therefore he was the one who took the initiative and said, no, we can't kill him. The other brothers didn't hear. In other words, he's making a comparison, just like Rabbi Yochanan heard the baskel, and Ilfa didn't hear the baskel. This reminds me of a hesped that Rav Blachman. It was many years ago. It was like 16, 17 years ago when the Rosh Hashiva of Keren B'Yavne passed away. Rav Golvach, the late Rosh Hashiva of Keren B'Yavne. So they had Haspedim in the Fifth Avenue Synagogue. Rav Shechter spoke, and Rav Blachman, Rav Willing. So Rav Blachman said over, like, a lot of times in life, you know, there's a, you know, the message is being sent. And you have to, and he was saying that Rav Golvach was the one who founded Hesder, you know, the Hesder Yeshiva movement, and because he felt that was the need of the time for the boys from that background to be able to get a proper yeshiva education. So there were signs being sent, but he heard it. He was the one who heard it and acted on it. So the same thing, Reuven heard that, you know, Yosef's supposed to be saved, so he went ahead and saved him, just like Rabbi Yochanan. But not everyone heard, because maybe the message is to the person who's Roy to hear the message to fulfill his mission in life. And that's what the Tiferet Shlomo says, a similar idea, that the Tiferet Shlomo writes on page 15, on the bottom, the fourth column, two lines from the bottom, the fourth column. Ki Reuven hayodeh ba'atzmo shehu Gilgal Kayin. That Reuven was a Gilgal, the Sfarim say, a Gilgal of Kayin, and we know that Kayin killed Hevel, so he violated Shvichas Dovim. And Reuven felt, being a Gilgal of Kayin, that his tafkid in this world is to do kapara for Kayin's Avera of Shvichas Dovim, and he had to make sure that what? That there would not be Shvichas Dovim over here. And that's what the Tiferet Shlomo goes on and has a whole discussion, that in life, okay, we don't understand Gilgulim so well, but sometimes a person was put, he writes here on page 17, second column, that sometimes a person was put in the world with a certain mission. Like, this guy is cut out for learning, and not cut out for something else. The other guy is cut out for tztaka, and not full-time learning, because of what his Gilgul is. And the thing is, for a person to see what he's cut out for, and that's, so to speak, the baskol that's speaking to him, and see, you know, what's for you? In other words, what's your mission here in life? And, you know, as the Shevet Musa writes on page 18, that Os Yudal, whereas if a person, and this Rav Eli Marcus showed me, I have it my safer, in other words, sometimes a person is put in this world and he sees he enjoys this type of learning, he enjoys, so that shows that's what his neshama was cut out for. That he, and then he quotes the Gemara Shabbos in the end of Yudal, Rav Yosef says, Shal Rav Yosef Brei the Rabba, Avicha b'maya ya nizhar tfei. Which mitzvah was your father most nizhar? He says, tzitzis. So, and that's what they point out, the Rambam in the in Makis, the Perish of Mishnayis, you know, on the Mishnah, Rabbi Hanani, Barakasha, Omer, Ratzach, Kodesh, Baruch, Lezach, Yisrael, Avicha, Hirbelem, Torah, Mitzvah. So Hashem made many mitzvahs, but a person, perhaps there's one mitzvah that's more suited for you, not that you have to do all the mitzvahs, but maybe one mitzvah that's like your mitzvah, so to speak, that you're more shaykh to, and then maybe that has to do with that's your tikkun. So you see from Reuven an unbelievable thing. You see, first of all, the idea of the Hashkachas Hashem, what Reuven had in mind, why he took him out of the domain of the brothers into the domain of Chayirah, and that whole idea of Bechira, the Archaim HaKadosh, and the Balatanya, and the Netziv. But then you see the idea that, why was it Reuven? Because Reuven was the one, like Rav Yochanan Shama, Ilfalo Shama. The other brothers didn't hear the Baskol saying to save him, but Reuven heard it. So he said that was his mission. And that's what the Tiferet Shlomo says, because he was a Gilgal of Kayin. So that was his what he was supposed to do in this world. And that's in life, that's what we have to figure out. You know, what am I cut out for? What should I be doing? What should I be focusing on? You know, everyone likes to look to see what the other guy's doing, but you have to see what's for you. What's good? Some people should be sitting and learning 18 hours a day and becoming whatever, becoming big rabbanim and magidei shiurim or poskim, and some are more fit for tzarchei klal. They should be involved in kiruv. And, everyone has to be involved in Torah mitzvahs. That's the core. But what specifically are you focusing on that's going to be your shlemus? Is it chinuch? Is it being a professional and giving a, being a baal tzedaka? Is it, you know, different things? And that's, a person has to see what's, and that's, like Rabbi Lachman said, that's what Rav Goldwacht heard, the calling, that what he felt his mission in life was. And that's what Reuven hears, for Yishma Reuven. He hears what he was cut out for, what he was supposed to do in this world. And that was, you know, to save Yosef, that he had to make sure there was no shvichas damim, and then he had to understand how hashgacha works. That the way to save him is taking him out from the Bali Bechira, taking him out from the brothers, but bringing him even the Choshev Akravim would be. So that's an important message that everyone has to, you know, hakaras darke hashgacha, hakaras odem is atzmo, and that's why Yishma Reuven, and that's Reuven heard that. The other brothers, just like Rabbi Yochanan heard, Rabbi Yochanan said, by the fact that the Malachim was speaking, and I was the one who heard it, and Ilfa didn't hear it, it means that I was being sent the message. Ilfa goes to business now, but I had to go back to yeshiva. And that's what Hashem was sending me, by the fact that I heard the message, and he didn't. The fact that Reuven, Shemi Shmuel says, the fact that Reuven heard that he should save Yosef, and the others didn't. That's my mission, that's my tafkin. And that's what Rav Shechter always quotes the Gemara Chagiga, that Hashem cries for people who are doing the wrong thing in life, that they're supposed to be learning Torah and they're not, or they're not supposed to be learning Torah and they are. So everyone has to have hadracha, you know, from a Rebbe, from a parent, from a friend, somebody who understands you well and sees what your kochos are and guiding you with that well, and that's Vayishma Reuven. So the Vayishma Reuven should be Vayishma every single individual, to hear what he's cut out for, what he should be doing, what's his mission, what's going to be have fulfillment. Because if you do what's fulfilling for you, then you're going to have, you know, Simchas Achaim. If you do something that's really not cut out for you, then you're not going to have Simchas Achaim. And that's the key. Vayishma Reuven, Reuven hears what's cut out for him, and he goes and does the mission that he sent him to do. Okay, we'll daven mitzvah 2 minutes.